All of the podcasts here at the Sideshow Network are now at the touch of a button on your iPhone and iPad. With the new Sideshow Network app, tune into all your favorite podcasts here at the Sideshow Network. Go to iTunes App Store, search for Sideshow Network, and download our free app to stream all of your favorite Sideshow Network podcasts at any time you want. The top comedians in the world are at your fingertips with the Sideshow Network app for iPhone and iPad.
So you're thinking about starting a new website. Maybe you have some new small business idea. You want to sell something online, or maybe you want to show off your photography, or maybe you want to start that new podcast to compete with mine. That's a bad idea. No podcast. Stop it. GoDaddy is offering one new or one transfer.com for just $1.99 for the first year. Each new.com comes with a free instant page website and built-in photo album. So really, what are you waiting for? Get your website started today. All right, even if it is a podcast, just get it started now. Go to GoDaddy.com, enter code Alonzo at checkout, or click on the GoDaddy banner on our website. I have nothing to do with Danica Patrick. No, I can't hook you up.
Here we are.
Yeah.
We're podcasting. We're recording.
We're on.
Welcome to No News is Good News, the new semi-weekly here and now. We don't even know how often we're going to do
every
this
other
show.
Tuesday.
Every other Tuesday. When Harold's available, we got a news thing going. We're going to have a call. Hi, I'm Alonzo Bowden. To my left is the beautiful Jackie Fabulous.
Hey.
Here we have Harold Rosen, civilian. Jeremy Hotz.
Military.
And Mal Hall. This is our panel. We're going to run through some news stuff. We are going to have a ball. When I call Harold a civilian, it's because he is not a professional comedian.
No.
He actually does honest work for a living. However, he is a very intelligent man who will chime in on topics, all right? We do have topics for the show. First of all, we're not covering any international news, all right? Because we're Americans here. Hotz has recently become one. But anyway, Americans don't care about international news. Listen, Syria is going to go to war. They're going to all kill each other, and we'll pretend we care. And Egypt, we only talk about that every other year. And Israel, we'll bring that up at the next presidential election, because that's the only time we actually care, right?
That's true.
I love Marines. Hi.
Jackie loves Marines, so if you're in the mood to invade, we'll put up her Twitter later.
You like Marines, really?
Yeah, they're insane. Allegedly. I don't really know.
She likes it rough.
Hey!
Yes.
Family show?
You ever see them? You can say whatever you like. Marines just, they run up and down mountains and sweat.
They kill people, Hotz. You might want to be nice.
Well, when they're working, and the rest of the time they just run up and down and then they.
No, when they're not working, they're at bars beating the shit out of innocent people.
And trying to
get a
cocktail
that.
With a strong man. So.
With a what?
A cocktail from a strong man.
A strong man? Like the guy with the mustache at the circus? The strong man?
I haven't heard of him.
The guy who lifts up the two balls?
If you can push me, you're halfway there.
Strong man. Jesus. What year is it?
And do you see why we don't cover international news?
We
have no opinion at all.
All of our international news talk turns into Jackie wanting to fuck military.
Hey, hey, I'm in a relationship. Let's keep it
That's
clean.
Right. So you got to keep it clean. He doesn't know.
They were
all right, we're going to start with some real news. Okay. Barack Obama reportedly hates white people and white dogs.
Okay.
All right. Paul LePage, the governor of Maine, said at a private fundraiser, and there's something about these Republicans at private fundraisers that always seem to say shit. That was when Mitt Romney said 47% of Americans are deadbeats and bums.
Yeah.
Where'd he go?
So,
yeah.
The governor of Maine said that Obama hates white people and that Obama doesn't highlight his biracial heritage because he hates the white half of his heritage. And then the Daily Caller and some online paper pointed out that the Obamas have adopted another dog. And it is another black dog.
Well, there you have it.
The Obamas have no white dogs.
There you have
now,
it.
Now, damn it, what is going on with our racist president avoiding white dogs?
So it's like Kenya in the White House right now.
Yeah, it is. It's just black dogs running around.
Everywhere.
Well, first of all, clearly the dog is half black and half white.
Yeah.
Well,
I've seen that.
Does a dog deny its white heritage?
That's what it does. Of course, if it's half black and half white, it's a black dog.
Well, show the dog. Can we show the dog so they can see it? Does your camera, will it even pick this up?
This camera's barely picking us up. You gotta take it over there. Take the picture over there, Hoss.
I don't know.
Oh, we got it.
He had it.
We're good.
He doesn't have it.
He had it.
He's using a disposable camera.
Here it is. See, there it is. See the dog?
You can barely see that little dog.
See, there's the white on the dog right on the chest. And he's wearing a white shirt, even the president. So what the hell? If he was really a racist, he wouldn't be wearing a white shirt, would he?
I don't think so. I don't think he's racist at all.
I don't either.
I don't write for the Daily Caller.
No, but he is an Arab, right? I remember that.
Well, yeah, he's a socialist Muslim.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Ooh,
oh, I can put it down now?
A lot of information.
Didn't you know that when you voted for him?
I knew that he was of something descent.
Yes, we all are from something descent. You're not just, unless you're an alien. Jeez.
You didn't do a reading. You got to read the homework.
You
got to
read some stuff.
I didn't give you homework. Why did he get a second dog? His girls are teenagers now. They don't give a damn about animals.
That's why. Because the first dog had no dog to play with.
Right.
So Michelle said they needed a second dog.
There you have it. Two dogs.
Two dogs.
Better than one dog.
His job is over in 2 years.
Yeah.
It's all a waste of money.
No, it's not. He's going to keep the dog. My dog is going to be 18.
That's true.
He is.
Any minute now?
Oh,
no. In a couple of weeks.
It should be pointed out, it should be said that the Obamas have two black dogs, but they also, like, they don't have any white dogs, but they don't have any Mexican dogs.
No brown dogs.
Asian dogs.
So,
no. You mean like...
He hates everybody, apparently.
You mean like a Chihuahua?
Yeah, that's a Mexican dog.
That's a Mexican dog, I guess. Although, you know, really, only because of the Taco Bell commercials, right? They just...
And the name Chihuahua is a Mexican name.
Okay, well, how about the street La Jolla? No Mexicans live on that street, and it's called La Jolla.
Oh, yeah, actually, some do.
Yes. Do they?
They made big money. You know Mexican owns the California Angels?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And the Dodgers, right?
Yeah. No,
the
Dodgers.
Well, then what are all the Mexicans doing at the Dodgers game?
That's where they live.
So they put the stadium where they
live? Yeah, they put the
right.
Stadium.
Okay. All right. So I get it. They heard the game, and then they went and watched it.
I get it.
Grab a beer.
All right.
I love guacamole.
Shall we move on?
I love guacamole.
Matt, you're biracial.
Yeah,
often do you identify with both races?
Almost never. You know what I mean? Like, as a biracial person, you don't think about, oh shit, I'm being kind of black right now. Oh shit, I'm being kind of Asian right now. You're just a person. And especially, this is America, you're an American.
What if you buy chicken wings from an Asian restaurant? Does that get confusing?
Oh, they're awful. The Chinese have no clue how to make chicken wings.
In New York, they make chicken wings.
They should be banned from the Chinese restaurants. And how do you stain the street in front of the Chinese restaurant? By dumping your garbage out. I mean, stain cement.
Okay, sorry.
Like
Jackie, before you go any further, Jackie, I think you should know.
Yes.
There's only one African American at this table.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, there's one African American on this panel.
Who, you?
No.
Who is it?
Hi. I was born in Cape Town.
Jeremy Hotz
really?
Was born in
Cape Town. Why are you going to look at me like
fantastic.
That?
Fantastic.
Why are you going to look at me like that?
He is now
really?
American.
Wow.
He is great. The only actual African American.
I'm an African American. Yep.
Wow.
Yes, I am. Born in Cape Town. It's the truth. And I've heard this from a lot of people, very dumb people. When they find out, they go, really? I don't believe you. Why? Because you're not black. That's what they say to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And the other thing I've heard my whole life is because I lived in Canada for all those years. Oh, you're from Canada? You speak French, right? See?
But do you enjoy maple syrup for no reason?
Well, everybody likes the maple syrup. Come on. It's way better than the swamp. Give me a Denny's.
Don't get him started on hot. We'll be here for another hour.
Like the UN here. The half Asian, half black. Whatever you said you were.
What do you mean, whatever? I'm African American.
Yes.
American.
I'm Caribbean American, Jamaica. And what about you?
I love Jamaica.
My dad's from Honduras. So I'm part.
This is like the
Central
UN. I think we are the world. Are you the white guy?
My grandparents were from Spain. I'm from Russia, and I'm Jewish. So
there's nobody white.
Get out of here!
He's Jewish. Leave him alone.
The hell with the Spanish Jews.
International panel. This is so sexy right now.
All right, we're gonna move on.
Oh yeah, we did one thing.
We did one.
We
did
good.
One. No.
All
well, now
we did one.
Now we're gonna highlight Jackie because Jackie she's the most educated amongst us, I would think.
This is what I heard.
She has a law degree.
She's a lawyer.
I'm guessing she did not go to Trump University.
No, but I have bought his books and I've read a few and I read it and I'm like, oh my God, I knew he was a liar.
Yes, Trump University. is being sued by the state of New York for fraud for $40 million. The first charge is that it's not actually a university. It's completely unlicensed.
Get out.
Basically running a school out of ballrooms at hotels.
No.
Well, wait a second. Do you have to get some kind of certificate to open up a school?
Most people have to get a license. Trump just figured he'd throw it out there.
No. Yeah. The thing is, you can teach a class. That's what
I'm
thinking.
Yeah.
You can teach a class. You can call this Herald School.
But you cannot call it a university.
Cannot call it a university. You cannot claim to be accredited.
Why can you not call it a university?
Apparently
that's illegal, state-wise.
But you can call it a college.
I believe it can be called a college. Because College of Herald, of Monts, whatever.
Well, how did DeVry pull it off then?
DeVry is accredited.
Yeah, oh, DeVry is actually
accredited.
They have their state licensing.
DeVry is licensed.
You
can get financial aid to go to DeVry.
That's right.
You
real job,
the government
licenses
them.
They've got everything except the football team.
You don't go to DeVry, though.
Well, I don't go to DeVry. I've got a job.
But they actually do have campuses.
They do?
And they actually do have a basketball team.
Show me the DeVry campus. Tell me where it is so I can just walk outside and
Well, we're not going to get them to sponsor the show with
well, it's
that.
It's in that office building off of 3rd and Fairfax.
All right.
That's usually where these are.
So that was the first charge, that he is an unlicensed university.
Donald Trump never got the license.
Never got a license.
Okay, I get it.
He offers you one free class.
You get one free class.
And the free class is a seminar to get you to buy the three-day seminar for $1,500. And then if you buy the $1,500 three-day seminar, they try to get you to buy the elite class for $10,000. If you keep giving money, eventually you should learn something, which is probably stop giving Donald Trump your money.
So this is a timeshare university.
This is a scam.
Big time.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
But he does give out a fake diploma, which they described as like a diploma.
Like a diploma.
In that, it's on a piece of paper.
Instead of the seal that usually says State of California, like yours, UCLA, his seal says Trump.
it's the calligraphy, they have it.
If I had $10,000, I'd go to Trump University and buy one to show you. But,
you don't have 10 grand, too bad. Yeah, he's got something, that man should be stalked.
And the best thing is,
this is
my favorite one.
His hair?
Some of the instructors came to work for Trump University after their own real estate empires went bankrupt.
Oh, great.
thus proving the adage, if you can't do, teach.
So learn from the guy that fucked it up.
Do you think the screenwriting teacher at the local university was the most successful screenwriter there ever was? I doubt he would be teaching if he were.
Well, what about Strasberg, who taught the actors? Wasn't he supposed to be a great actor? Lee Strasberg, Zoe?
Yes.
Well, there's an example.
Look, I'm not an actor. I play a bouncer on random TV shows. How do I know about acting?
And I'm always the whiny Jew. What is that? I didn't know that was a type.
I think we're being typecast, huh?
I think we are, buddy.
Who are these students that went to this university?
Well, apparently...
junior in high school was like, Mom, Dad, I think I'm going to apply
to this
university.
Over 5,000 people have gone to Trump University.
Really?
This is like a big class action lawsuit.
Yeah.
Some of them, some of them $35,000 in credit card debt. They keep going back paying for the next level.
Really?
If they had that much credit, couldn't they have just put a down payment on some real estate?
You
exactly,
would,
right? There's the answer.
And
that's what you did.
That's what they learned.
A lot of folks.
Harold,
yes.
I believe you're prepared to teach.
University. Take the money you're spending here.
Harold, that's the answer. That's brilliant. They should have saved the money and started their own business. Because this is a business university, right? Not a university.
Well,
whatever they want to call it.
It's a business ballroom at a hotel.
This seems like this is just the coolest scam ever.
It's
how rich people stay rich. It's because poor people are so stupid. They're like, oh, he'll teach me something.
Yeah.
He's not going to teach you shit.
No. All the real secrets he'll never tell you because he doesn't need the competition.
Give me your money.
Yeah.
Enjoy some debt.
Yeah.
Hey, on a complete side note, anyone who wants to listen to this is my podcast. From the way my iPad's working, you're not going to.
What?
Anyway.
What happened?
I'll tell you what.
Why?
Don't worry, Eric. You have it all recorded. I'll be able to get it from Eric.
Yeah.
Eric, by the way, is our cameraman and technical person. He was only 45 minutes late, so if there's any problems on his broadcast, it's because we didn't have a chance to prepare. Thank you, Eric.
Would you like to hear about some comments? Would you like to hear?
Harold's going to give us comments and questions.
What are people
what
saying?
Do you got,
first
Harold?
Of all, I'd like to thank all the tippers. We've got a total of 105 credits, people.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chrome Dog.
It's
Andy keeps tipping. Andy up to the 125 now. So,
thank you,
see,
tipper.
I have
also,
a couple of
relevant
comments.
Please.
Let me see. Alonzo has an amazing voice. I could listen to him read pretty much anything. That's Natalie.
For God's sake.
I don't want to sleep with you because of your voice. But then they date you and you can't get a word in edgewise. I'm just saying.
Chrome Dog commented that his voice is rather mellifluous.
I'll take that.
God.
Who's the smart one on this panel?
You are.
I don't know what mellifluous is.
Maybe he spelled it wrong.
There are other people here, people.
But it was
Jesus.
Just the university.
All
right, so...
You're right, though.
What else do we have?
Let me
questions?
See. Alonzo should run for office.
Did
you hear that response? That's why I don't run for office.
Of course
you can just hear that response.
That voice can embezzle anything.
I'll be your secretary.
Well, last comment on the voice. Henderson says it has an enticing timbre.
Ah, look at that.
But he spelled timber the Canadian way. T-I-M-B-R-E. Is that timber?
No, that's
no.
How you spell it for all right. Voice.
All right. That's
weird.
Yeah.
Canadian. Yay, Toronto.
All
right. People want to know a lot. We have a lot of questions about Miley Cyrus.
We're going to get to Miley Cyrus. We are,
who are
we're
we?
Closing with Miley.
We'll close with Miley then.
All right.
So
we promise you some Miley.
And finally, one question you might want to address now or later. Somebody asked if you'll be coming to Oregon at any point.
I'm going to be in Oregon sometime next year. I don't know yet what date, but Helium's a new comedy club, well, relatively new in Oregon, and I will be there. I promise.
Next year, right, Zo?
Yeah, okay. In 2014.
There it is.
I've been to Oregon. It's nice there.
Beautiful.
Very
you like
green.
Trees?
Beautiful.
Oh,
green.
They got trees.
Looks like Canada.
They had babbling brooks.
Yeah.
Never
owls.
I'd see a babbling brook in my life.
Hey, to those watching, you can bid for an autographed copy of the new CD. He had me at black, all right? You bid some points, you can get that.
Can you zoom in on that, Eric, so we can see the thing?
Not only will I sign it, the whole panel will sign their chicken scratch on your CD. Is that fair, panel?
Yeah, we'll do that.
All right, and then we also have the DVD, Who's Paying Attention? All right, so that you've seen this. This is the Showtime special.
It was awesome.
I saw that. You were good on that.
I watched it naked. It was funny.
So naked.
No, I'm sorry.
Can you do
that
now? You can bid on Jackie watching the DVD naked. I don't know how many points that's going to cost.
Don't
probably
be rude.
More than 100.
Don't be rude.
But all the great thing about these is they both feature Alonzo's sexy voice.
Yeah. Thank you. My timber. My timber will be.
I've never used the word timber in my life in that regard.
My timber will be.
Does voice turn women on, really?
Yes.
Really? What about hands? Incredibly soft hands because you've never worked an honest day in your life.
I was about to say that would turn on. I think he's never done anything ever.
Okay.
Ops is offering you all the softness you might want.
I'm the softest man alive.
A close up from on Mal for the ladies. The ladies want some.
Yeah, he's a handsome guy. Look at this.
Hey.
The half Asian, half black dude over here.
Eyebrows.
Yeah.
I know this because Mal has opened for me at times and I see the ladies after the show.
Oh, yeah.
They're not interested in listening to me.
No, he's at that age, though, right?
Yeah, they want him.
How old are you, man?
29.
Yeah, he's at that age. That's where the woman comes together for the rest of my life.
You hear how she said, yeah, she dragged that one out.
He still has stamina.
Look, I'll tell you something.
I have stamina.
Wait,
I have stamina.
Stamina.
Comes in a blue belt.
I have as much stamina as him. I just have to.
I bought an
oxygen machine back from Vegas, and I'm fine. And I hook it up, and off I go.
All right, possibly so bail you out on this. We're going to move on to our next story. What do you think, Harold? Are we ready to move on?
We're ready to move on, unless you want to tell people when you'll be in Michigan next.
You are the voice of reason. Michigan, I'm going to be in Grand Rapids, Michigan in February. Please, go to the website, alonzoboden.com, or follow me, Facebook/AlonzoBoden, and you'll get the dates. All right, we got to do this. Should we just go to Miley now? Because
no, let's talk about five.
All right.
No, we're going to
work our way up to it. All right.
Okay.
We have time,
sports.
Don't we? What time is it?
We're all sports fans here, right?
Sports.
Hey. If I have a boyfriend, I care.
If she has a boyfriend, she cares. All right, college sports. This is Harold's topic, because Harold, for those who don't know, is a UCLA fan beyond belief. And
beyond
he's a
belief.
Fan even when they suck.
Which is tough.
But you went there, right?
I went there. My father went there. My sister went there. My aunt went there.
Okay. I used to work there.
He bleeds blue and blue.
Why do American family? Why do you have to go to the same thing all the time? Why do you have to do that?
Well, we don't have to, but I went because it became a football fan when I was a kid. My dad went there, and he took me to football games.
So the football is the reason why you
That's why
choose.
I went there.
That's hysterical.
Even though I wasn't offered a scholarship, I think I still had dreams that once I arrived on campus...
He was going to walk on.
You wanted to play football, right?
He was
going to
walk on.
That's what Rudy did for white people.
I saw that.
He was going to walk on and play football.
That's a real story, right? That kid?
Yeah.
So where's our story of Johnny Manziel? Let's talk about Johnny Football. We have the story here somewhere. Basically, for those who don't know, Johnny Manziel won the Heisman Trophy last year as a freshman in college. Best football player in college football.
Mm-hmm.
And in the offseason this year, Johnny's been making a few dollars. Johnny's been hustling. So he is accused of selling his autographs. Supposedly he signed over 4,000 pieces of merchandise at various autograph shows. And the NCAA is going after him. Now here's the problem with that, okay? For one thing, the NCAA can't prove it, okay? They don't have, supposedly there's an unnamed source, but according to NCAA rules, the source must be named. So the source hasn't been named yet. Then we have the hypocrisy, and this is the same thing that happened a couple of years ago with Terrell Pryor in Ohio State, where universities and the NCAA penalized the college player for selling, in this case, Johnny Manziel's autograph, but Terrell Pryor was his jersey, for selling things where the school sells things, and the school makes money off Johnny Manziel.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They make money off the game. Yep. They sell jerseys with his name on it.
Oh, they do, and they take the money, and
they get all of that. He doesn't get a penny.
Well, he got the scholarship.
Now here's the thing about getting the scholarship. This is my argument against he got the scholarship. What's the purpose of going to college? To learn to make a living, right?
Right.
He's learned he's making a living. He's making a living doing what he's going to college for playing football. For example, like you went to school for law, right? If somebody in your second year of college said, hey, Jackie, I want to pay you to do this legal, fill out these forms, do something related to law, there's no penalty for you doing that. For you, you're doing what you're learning to do. He's making money off playing football, which is what he's being trained to do. So if he's a college student, basically he's ahead of the game. He's entitled, the NCAA is my position. The NCAA should have governance over other sports, but major college football, Division I college football, Division I college basketball are separate. They have nothing to do with college anymore. It's the amateur league trying to get into the pros, and it should be governed as such. The athletes, they have to come up with a way that the athletes are allowed to make money, because if you're making literally hundreds of millions of dollars for your school, hundreds of million, and you're in trouble for selling a few autographs or getting a free tattoo because it's ridiculous.
Right.
So.
And Jay Billis actually caught the NCAA with their pants down because he went on the NCAA website, which is the NCAA's website, and they sell jerseys for all the schools on their website, and they're not supposed to have any of the kids' names on there.
They're not? They're not
allowed to sell their likeness or whatever.
I see.
But he typed in Johnny Manziel, and his jersey comes
his
up.
His sweater comes
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
But they may not be from the actual Texas A&M website. It could
it's
be
from the
NCAA website.
Well, if they can sell jerseys with the number on it, right?
His name was on it.
All right. Well, as far as those rules, I don't know. But you've got to look at the where this all came from, I think. All right. When college sports were started, it was legitimately, let's get the guys from our school to play against the guys from your school.
Mm-hmm.
And in order, you know, to have legitimate students at the school playing against legitimate students from the other school, they put these rules in effect, right?
Correct.
Such as you can't just, they have to meet minimum university requirements, they have to actually be a student at the school, and you're not going to pay them to go to that school just so they can play football.
Right.
I understand the argument that they're making hundreds of millions of dollars off of them. However, and it's only a very small percentage who benefit from the exposure they're getting, the ones who actually do make it to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them no,
right.
Or they get injured.
Right.
And yes, they do get a really good education. The price of education these years, easily $100,000 for even a state university.
But
do they
go to school?
Yes, they
for
do.
For real?
Yes. Well, I know at UCLA they do because I've had classes with them.
Some do and some don't.
You don't have to though, right, Harold?
You do have to. Technically, by the rules, you're supposed to go to class. But in reality, what's happened in the past 10 years,
uh-huh.
the schools have basically said, you can come back to school after you finish playing ball. In other words, when you're playing football or basketball, you're traveling all the time, you're doing it. So you
do
can't do
combinations.
Classes.
So they'll give you the, you can go back and get
right,
a degree afterwards. So that's decent.
Yeah, okay, so go ahead,
Carol. Okay, so, and it's not like they get nothing. They do get per diem. I knew a guy on the baseball team at UCLA when they were no good, was getting $150 a weekend when they'd go up and play in the Bay Area.
Right.
So he could eat. So it's not like they get nothing. They take a couple of road trips every month. He's getting a few $100. That was back then when I went to school in the 80s. It was something, right?
Yeah.
So they get something. They get free housing. They get free education. They get free tutors. They get free books. They somehow...
Okay, here's my response to that. How much does a school get when they go to the Rose Bowl?
I don't know, 10, 20-something million?
$15 million.
Really, so?
$15 million.
True.
Now, how much did ESPN pay for the college football package over, 10 years or whatever? It was $1 billion.
$1 billion.
It's college football is a $1 billion business.
Yes.
And you're talking about $150 a weekend.
That was a baseball
meals.
Player.
That's a.
I hadn't finished.
This is my point. What you're saying is true, but that was a different era. Okay, that's gone. All of that amateur. It's like the Olympics, right?
Yeah, that's
the thing about being an amateur. Like the only amateur at the Olympics. Is like the second string shot put guy.
Right, right.
You know,
it truly works.
And even he is getting a bowling ball contract because that's what he's throwing. You know, it's not amateur sports anymore.
No, some of those guys. Some of those guys go on those shot put throwers and they
make some money.
They fight in the war. They load cannons. These guys have jobs. So
sorry to the shot putters in the
audience. And there is a league.
I meant no offense.
The professional shot put league is on Fox Sports 1.
I knew football players as well, and they got weekly envelopes. Now, this, of course, could never be verified, but they've told me.
Yeah.
They got weekly envelopes from their donor family.
Listen.
Each donor family would pick a player, and while they went there, they got a weekly envelope of a lot of cash.
When I sold cars, I sold a couple of cars to uncles who had nephews on a major college football team. They hadn't met their nephews before.
That's right.
They did happen
that's
to know exactly what
so
car their nephews
the
had.
So
okay.
they have plenty
okay.
of benefits. And the last
okay.
thing I'm going to say is that money that they make is not, it goes to help other non-revenue sports
right.
at that school.
Right.
So the hundreds of millions they make off the football team one year helps support the tennis team and the women's basketball team.
Well,
they help
support
team.
The entire university.
And the university.
But that does so that's all the more reason the players should deserve a piece of the pie.
You're saying because you don't make the NFL, you should get a little money when you're playing in college ball because
yeah,
you're still playing.
You should get money because
essentially professional football.
Right.
Well,
you're in a business,
yeah,
millions of people are watching.
I agree with you.
You know, there's a school everyone in college sports makes money except the player.
Yeah, that
right.
stinks.
Everyone else makes and the coach makes a fortune. The coach gets a check from the university. Right? The coach at UCLA is the highest paid state employee in California.
Oh, sure. Of course, I think it was the Cal coach was actually.
Well, Cal, the coach also gets his check from Nike or Adidas or Puma, whoever provides the sports equipment. Then he has his weekly radio show that he gets another check from, right? And then who knows what other money he gets on the speaker circuit.
Well, what are you going to do the same thing at the high school level?
Well, here's the thing. Good thing you brought that up. ESPN right now is televising high school football games.
Yes, they are.
If you're televising high school football games and you're making the high school quarterback at, you know, James Madison High School in Iowa somewhere a star, right? And he's 16.
Right.
Then when he's 24 and he's Aaron Hernandez and you tell him murder's illegal, well, that's why he didn't know. Because when he was in high school, he used to tell teachers what to do. You know, in other words, you can't, if you make a high school kid a superstar, then as an adult, I'm not forgiving Aaron Hernandez, obviously, that's the extreme, but you're creating a monster. So if you start televising high school games, in 10 years, this same discussion is going to be, how much do we pay to high school
kids?
Right,
exactly.
You're like a black Charlie Rose.
Thank you. I think.
Charlie Rose.
No. But
I thought Charlie Rose was black.
And you know who the high school example was? LeBron James.
There you go.
They televised LeBron's games. And you know what LeBron's mother did? This was great. Look, she went to the bank and she said, listen, I need $50,000 to buy LeBron James a Hummer, car, right?
Yeah.
So they said, well, it's a loan. What's the collateral? She said, my son is LeBron James. The bank said, how much did you want to pay? Because they knew the next year LeBron was going to sign for $10 million. You know what I mean?
Is
so,
kind of like what happened with Reggie Bush?
Except Reggie, right. Similar stories,
I
we'll
understand.
Let, we'll let Harold. Harold loves USC. Harold loves USC.
I hate
so
USC.
Let him explain.
No, so Reggie the Reggie Bush thing was, in general, that yes, his family was receiving free rent and other loans, money, because he was playing at USC.
Yes.
In a nutshell. So USC got hit with very hard, and actually debilitating sanctions. It really affects their football program. There's the other argument related to this is it fair to penalize the team after Reggie Bush is gone? Because they had nothing to do with it.
No, but that's how the NCAA works.
But what are you going to do? Of course it's fair, because it's not Reggie Bush Trojans. It's the USC Trojans.
Yeah, but they knew about
penalized, it. So you penalized the school no matter what.
The school knew about it.
Yeah.
Even if the school doesn't pay the kids to play, the kids who are now famous should be allowed to benefit off of their own name. Like, if you really boil it down, this guy is signing his name on pictures of himself. Pictures of himself.
Or deal after that.
Why anybody else on campus could fucking sell their pictures of themselves out in the quad and make money and whatever.
But they're not on a full
scholarship.
Wait a minute.
I only sold a few of those pictures. Another show.
And have you seen the neighborhood USC is in?
No.
That explains a lot.
What you're talking about is another lawsuit. And this, we're going to talk about this on another show, but this is the lawsuit that's going to bring down the NCAA.
Of course.
Ed O'Bannon is suing EA Sports and the NCAA because all of the video games show the likenesses of college players. And
they're not getting any money?
Nope, but they're about to.
They're in trouble.
Oh,
it's ruining. See how terrible this is? Now it's going to take down. You can't have fun playing your video game anymore.
Yes, you can. You pay the people whose
you know, there are some good suggestions, perhaps paying them later after they get out of school. I mean, I just feel like it's going to open a floodgate, and there's only going to be
What's the problem with kids having money to play? It's not going to affect the performance.
It is going to affect. There's 120 something Division I football teams.
Yeah, but
how many are going to be if it becomes a bidding war for the best players?
But here's the thing: no, they can do like baseball and hockey that have their own minor league systems where they pay players
farm teams. What's wrong with having a minor league? I have no problem with that. They want to start a minor league football and take kids out of high school.
The NCAA won't let it happen because the NCAA and the NFL are in business together
to force these
kids through the system.
Then blame the NFL.
No,
because the NFL can start a minor league, take
them
out of high school, and let them play.
The NFL does have
a minor league. Choice to go to college.
It's called the Canadian Football League.
What is AFL? Is there AFL?
We're gonna
AFL.
That's
arena football. Arena football.
Arena football is good because you can catch the ball off the board.
We're moving on.
All right, we're moving on. Good timing.
All right. Will someone please find Lamar Odom? Where the hell is Lamar Odom?
I thought he's back, and Lamar Odom said it's over, no?
Lamar Odom is rumored to be on a crack run. He's married to Khloe Kardashian. Now, my theory...
Crack is cheap.
My theory is that he got off of crack and realized he was married to a Kardashian.
Stop that.
And then ran.
I don't get it.
Because she's a terrible human being.
What makes her terrible?
Family. It's an awful show. It's bringing down America.
It is a show. Here's what you do. Here's what you do.
USC to play the Kardashians. Yes, that is must see.
Lamar's daddy was a crackhead, so let's not blame the Kardashians for everything. It's called heredity.
Here's the thing about Khloe.
Yes.
Khloe Kardashian is now doing all this complaining about Twitter and the haters.
Stop talking about my family.
You can't. your whole existence. Your whole existence is based on media paparazzi and being famous for absolutely nothing. And now they seem to have turned on you, and suddenly you're the victim? No, you asked for this all your life.
You don't know my family.
So now you, too bad. Mm-hmm. And wherever Lamar is, good for him.
Keep going. Get off drugs. He can run.
Can
last. She's rich. He can get a high for at least another year.
What about the pole vaulter?
Apparently.
Isn't she married to the pole vaulter?
And he can lose
the
half.
The pole vaulter.
No, you're thinking of Bruce Jenner. That's who mom's married to.
Oh. Yeah, the pole vaulter. The decathlete.
What was he?
Decathlete.
Ten sports, right?
Ten sports. The greatest athlete in the world.
No, have you seen his face on that show?
He's old and bored now, so what do you do?
He's what?
Old and bored. What happens when you have money, you're old and you're bored.
Mm-hmm. You think they're okay?
So what do you think? You think the Kardashians are good and Lamar?
Not good, but they're not evil.
Oh, they're evil. Look, I don't fault them for being rich for doing absolutely nothing.
Because that's Hollywood, essentially history.
But don't get upset. Like, don't expect respect as if you've done something.
I agree with that.
All right.
Stop acting like people are looking.
All right. I'll tell you what's on the boards right now. Nothing. There's a little love for Hots about the Kardashian hating.
Yeah, thank you.
They love that. But by and large, that was really the only Kardashian. Oh well, yes, and MZ Hell really likes the hypocrisy of posting their whole lives, then getting made, then get angry when people comment on it. So yeah. It's very accurate. But people really want to hear about Miley Cyrus.
All right, let's go into Miley. Now, I'm not even going to... Everyone knows Miley was twerking on the VMAs. I'm going to read from this article, because this article was great. It says, Americans have abided by their hallowed annual tradition this Monday, being scandalized by a pop star's antics on the previous night's MTV Music Awards. Which is true, right? Every year in the MTV Music Awards, there's something we pretend to be outraged over, but everyone loved it.
Yeah.
So this year, if you hadn't seen it, you can look it up online. Miley Cyrus was twerking, which is basically doing a pole dance without a pole.
Stripper dance.
Booty shaking.
And she got crazy. She was twerking on Robin Thicke. She up some big girls behind. She took a number one foam finger and did things that the number one never should have done. It's been places that young boys have been dreaming of going for the past 5-6 years.
You mean the fuzzy thing?
Oh yeah.
This is family toy.
Take that finger. Aim it down, and you're getting somewhere near where Miley was Sunday night.
Okay. Yeah. How big was the foam finger?
Huge.
Okay.
Huge.
As it should be.
All right. As it should be.
Okay. My favorite part.
That's gross, because those are spongy.
Here's the most ridiculous response to Miley twerking. Yes. Okay. Jody Rosen from Vulture, which we're not even going to get into it.
No relation.
She claims that it was about race. She said that... Cyrus has spent a lot of time recently with racial imagery. We've seen, she keeps calling her Cyrus, twerking her way through a video. She says she has love for hood music. She claims spiritual affinity with Lil' Kim. All right, and as a result, she says that her performance was a minstrel act. That is the most ridiculous thing. Like, listen, I've seen racism. I've seen thin racism. But to compare what Miley Cyrus did, to say it had anything to do with racism, bad taste,
maybe.
Not proper for the children,
okay.
It had nothing to do with race. Miley was grinding one out. She was,
she's not a racist, she's a whore. Let's be honest.
Not only is she a whore, but she's an American, and this is what is wrong with America. This is why hip hop is bad. It's because black people do certain things that we can pull off,
right.
And then white kids go, "That is what's cool. Let me try that." And now she's on the VMAs with her pancake ass.
Yeah, there it is,
working for no reason.
The days of
white people
not relating to our music is over. If you go to a nightclub, a hip hop club, I still go. I'm old, but I'm not that old. You walk in, every woman in there or girl is primarily white,
and they're all twerking.
And brothers.
Yeah.
And I walk in like, nobody here likes me anymore because it's not about me anymore. They have kind of crossed over where they love black music. Miley's in that culture now.
I like
what
you said.
And she's lost. She's a little lost. She's bored, rich, and lost.
Well, she's trying, listen, she's trying to cash in.
Bored and rich.
This is the
same thing for you.
All Britney Spears did, right, was rehash everything Janet Jackson did.
Right.
Like, she just redid every Janet Jackson dance move
and
made a fortune. But the thing of making it black and white, it isn't anymore. Like, it's just, I don't know if it's stealing culture or whatever. Robin Thicke sued Marvin Gaye's family to prevent them from suing him for stealing Marvin Gaye's song.
And it all sounded like it.
It like was a preemptive strike because he knew he stole the song from Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
So to say she's twerking, to say it's black dancing, I don't even buy that anymore. Yeah, you historically and culturally you could, but what Miley did, Miley was just acting like a stripper and a hoe on stage.
Yeah.
And I refuse to claim stripper hoe behavior
as black.
I refuse to claim that only only black people can be a stripper or a hoe. Stripper and hoes, and from what I've heard, come in all different colors.
Actually, when you go to those,
when
you go to the strip clubs, you are looking for variety.
So
I
think the racist thing to say on this is to say that she was acting black.
Yeah.
In other words, stop just assuming like the lowest level is, oh, that was black. Now, you know, there's some things that, there's definitely a black culture to, like you're talking about, certain things you can say, certain things you can claim are definitely black culture.
Okay.
Same with Jewish culture or any other ethnic group.
That's the difference. You can't just take somebody else's, like you're bald.
Right.
If I shaved my head, not the same result.
No.
But
you're not acting black because shaved your head.
And it's not fair because watermelon is delicious.
So.
That would be hilarious, if I shaved my head and acted black.
Absolutely.
That's where my accent is.
But you need to act black, Jeremy, because you are African to begin with.
I am.
Yeah, back of that for something.
So this is not racist, but the Obama half white, half black dog is, right?
Yes.
Okay,
this
so
isn't racist.
That. By the
way, Obama having black dogs.
That's racist
crap.
Yeah.
I think
Miley's
bored.
By the way,
she's
rich.
Sick
poor. Slick Rick 3002.
Hey, Slick.
I don't know if he's white or black. He says, "Thank you, Zoe. Calling stripper dancing equaling black? Get the F out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. GTFO.
Right.
That's right, baby.
Right?
GTFO. Yeah, I mean, it may, you know, who knows who was the first to twerk? Nobody knows who was the first to twerk.
There was a chick named Keisha.
I think it was back in the day.
There you go.
Katie Riley had a song back in the day, and that's when,
the funniest part of that performance, which everybody has to go check it out on YouTube, Miley Cyrus on the VMAs,
watch, like, all of her dancers on the show, they're all black chicks.
Woman's talking
but
about,
if you
that
look
all the
at,
dancers were black.
So
if
you
look,
if you look at their faces, the best part is, like, they rehearsed with her all week, and then you watch them, like, during the broadcast of the show, and they're all looking at each other like, this bitch is crazy.
Yeah.
Because they're like, you didn't do this in rehearsal.
They knew what was going to happen, and they didn't stop her. So that's how you know.
But I'm going to tell
you. I don't know what you know, but
I'm
going to
tell you what I think the best part of this is. Without Parents TV Council, right, which is another one of these groups that sells, like, this shouldn't be on TV, it's bad for the children, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, and I love those guys.
Yeah, every year they hate the VMAs, and they say that, you know, it's one less, without the VMAs, there would be one less occasion to promote their message, which is to compel cable networks to offer programming a la carte. In other words, so that they could block MTV, but still have, you know,
the rest of the channel.
Nickelodeon,
right.
Block BET.
The best part of this, do you know who is on the PTC advisory board?
Who?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah. Oh.
Daddy is on the board against twerking.
Achy breaky hard.
That's right. You're supposed to be achy breaky and not twerking.
Achy breaky hard.
You know, none of this is new, though. I'm some shocked that everybody's
so shocked. No, it's
so never. Shocked.
It's every
was
year.
It rap, every year. Rap music, right? And there's sort of like soul, funky, good music. Were people ever angry at Justin Timberlake?
Yeah.
And what about, we can go all the way back to Elvis.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So none of it's
rock and roll was the devil's music. So this is it. This is the panel.
Rock and roll was
so,
the devil's music.
True.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When Elvis stole it from black people.
That's the truth.
Which he did.
And yeah. Then the Beatles, when you played the record backwards, it was kill your brother or something.
Yeah.
It says
yeah.
things,
said
right?
A black man couldn't shine his shoes. No Elvis
yeah.
has
yeah. yeah. But he could teach him to sing and dance.
Yes. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Forbidding, we're going to take the money you've donated in points and we're donating it to the ASPCA.
Awesome. Up to 155.
We're going to help the animals.
Well, we yeah, care. We help animals.
No possums. I hate possums.
The ASPCA
possums are great.
Say
are you
possums.
Kidding me?
Oh my God, they're little freaking rats.
Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden speaking for Harold Rosen, Jackie Fabulous, Jeremy Hotz, and Mal Hall. Thank you. Follow us all on Twitter. We all use our real names. You can find us.
My world.
We're out.
Hey, Sideshow fans, if you like live comedy and love to party, then the Cabo Comedy Festival is the place for you. Check out CaboComedyFestival.com for the details. From October 2nd to 6th, over 50 of the world's funniest comedians are heading to the beaches of Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, and they're giving away a trip for two to join all the action. Visit Facebook.com/CaboComedyFestival or CaboComedyFestival.com to enter. Downtown Cabo will come alive with nightly shows featuring over 50 of the world's top stand-ups, followed by exclusive after-parties at the hottest nightclubs, beachfront resorts, pool parties, golf, nightly comedy shows. You don't want to miss the Cabo Comedy Festival. Enter to win or book your travel and purchase tickets at CaboComedyFestival.com.